theoretically possible.
Why waste time?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Discovery Houston, press to ATO.
3, 2, 1.
The eagle has landed, and so is Quinn. How are you, honey?
Good. How are you, my love?
I'm very good, thank you. I am feeling energized, feeling awake, and ready to make a little bit of an impact by this episode.
Yeah, I think this is this will be a really interesting episode. I'm not really sure how it's going to go, but I think it's on a really important topic that we bring up several. We've brought up several times in lots of different episodes.
Yeah, here or there, for
here
sure.
or there. But it's basically what we talk about is biases, right? Yeah. And how important it is to as you're learning something or you're consuming information, how important it is to remain as unbiased as possible, right? Mm-hmm. And not be in your own little echo chamber, but to actually, ensure that you get different perspectives.
Yeah. We're kind of emphasizing the idea of thinking like a scientist,
right.
So not being biased and then double checking your sources of where you're getting your information from. And in doing so, you're more you have a better understanding of what is truth and a better understanding of what is really going on in the world. And you can kind of evaluate what is junk and what is real. And then from there, make educated decisions and actions to help you progress forward.
Yeah, I think this is like a really important like public service announcement for individuals. And so today what we're going to be doing, because we really all need to be more aware and better educated of how to actually, cite sources and understand whether or not someone is reporting on facts or opinions, right? Yeah. What's the difference between those? So today we're going to take a look at this media bias chart, which actually just came out last month, the one for 2021. This is version 7. This has been going on for quite a few years now. They publish this once a year, I'm assuming at the top of the year. And they have a very interesting, they do it every 6 months.
Okay.
Every 6 months, which is really interesting, actually, because they do change.
Yeah, this is something that I think is changing consistently, very slightly, but overall, you can see some consistencies between each version as it develops. And it's basically letting you know how reliable the source is and if there's any bias with the articles or publications that come from these sources.
Yeah. So, and it is really taking a look at bigger media. Now, it's not all big media. It does include a lot of the television mainstream media, but it also interestingly separates out, so they have CNN and they have Fox News, right? Mm-hmm. And they have CNN web versus CNN TV, and they have Fox News web versus Fox News TV, and the ratings on those, on their bias, is very different,
right?
Which I think is really interesting because they're the same brand, but they're basically very different in terms of the way that they report on TV versus on the internet.
I mean, you probably just blew a lot of people's minds right there. Like, how many people actually know that? So this is a well done process that has been developed over the years to really refine it to provide the most accuracy as far as the ratings in which these media platforms are evaluated, and then placing them in a easy to read format to help you understand what sources you utilize, where they're ranked on the chart. And so I'll give a brief explanation of how the chart looks for all of you that are interested. We'll include a link, but we'll also, if you're on your phone, you can just Google the media bias chart. And from there, you're going to see some version. In all honesty, there's not too many significant changes from each version. So as long as you kind of see the overall one, you can be very confident that the sources that you use primarily are in the same type of area that they were in previous years as well. So, and this in the chart, it's just imagine a perfect square, and at the very top, it's neutral and original fact reporting. So the ideal location for you to be in is in the dead center at the highest point, because if you're in the dead center, you're neutral. There is no bias. And if you're at the very top, you're original fact reporting. Now, if you go slightly left, it does say it skews left. So it'll be a little bit more biased, politically speaking, to the left side. If it skews right, then it's, This makes sense. I mean, I don't need to explain this to baby kids.
Yeah. So the X axis on this chart is mm-hmm. basically the bias, yes. right? Whether you're left or you're right or you're center. Yes. Okay.
And then the ups and downs.
The Y axis is news value and reliability. So yeah. how reliable, how fact based is it versus opinion based?
Right. So the most reliable and the least bias is right at the top in the center, and the worst places for you to be getting your news will be at the very bottom part, where it will be unreliable and it would be to the right or extreme to the left.
Yeah.
And so the goal is, in my humble opinion, is that you want to make sure that your sources that you're primarily using are in the top center, and they actually do create these little colored boxes to give you an understanding of like the groupings. And I definitely think you want to make sure that the primary sources of news that you utilize are within the box that says most reliable. And ideally, I think it is important for people to look for neutral, non-biased news. Yeah, because it's one thing, and we've talked about the echo chamber many times. It's one thing that you keep on seeking out information that you want to hear or that you want to confirm, confirmation bias. But by going outside of your normal, typical news sources, you can actually gain a better understanding. I'm not saying that if you're constantly looking at news on the left that you should start looking at news on the right, or if vice versa. But I do think, you know, in general, I would say aim to go up and center. That's
absolutely
a good goal.
Absolutely. Because if you go the opposite, if you go down at the very bottom, it's not just that the facts are iffy. It's that you are that these outlets are actually fabricating information. Mm-hmm. That's what you really want to avoid. You don't want to be in the realm of consuming information on platforms that have been deemed to be actually fabricating information. That's mm-hmm. like the absolute worst.
Yeah.
So, and I think that this chart will surprise some people, actually. I think that we all kind of have these stereotypes, these categories of, okay, well, you know, BBC is definitely the most middle, mm-hmm. you know, or NPR is so left, you know, but it would be, it's really interesting to actually see, you know, the differences when you actually put the whole thing together. So I'm just going to briefly explain their methodology. It's going to be super brief.
I'm glad
but
you're doing that. I
think
it's
ready
to do it.
I think in terms of whenever you're looking at a chart like this, it's mm-hmm. been essentially very simplified for consumption for us to just be able to talk about.
Yeah.
It's really important to understand what data has gone into the back end to actually create this. So There are various different variables. I'll just go through each one.
Okay.
There's one called the rate expression. Mm-hmm. And this basically measures the way that information has been stated, right? So you look at sentences or whole paragraphs of like, how was it presented? Was the expression presenting it as fact,
mm-hmm.
which is on, you know, a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being fact and 5 being opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the first,
first like, variable. It's like, here's a good example of that. It's like, here's some pizza for you to buy. Versus me saying, here's some delicious mouth-watering pizza for you to buy.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so I mean, I can give you actually an example. One example is state officials said all road damaged by the quakes had been repaired and reopened. Okay. So they're reporting on what state officials said.
Okay.
Number 5 is politician, you know, X, his attempt at spectacle was positively dreadful. Like that's a total
opinionated,
sure. right?
Yeah. See, I did a good job.
You
with
did
my
a great
pizza.
Job. It's better actually, your pizza one. So, and then the next variable is rate veracity. This is basically, this is otherwise known as truth, right? So the term truth is more appropriate for what people believe about facts, right? So an example is that like if it rates as one, that means truth. That means it's easily provable and widely accepted. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
On the other end, on a scale 1 to 5, 5 being false, it's easily disprovable and the facts disproving are widely accepted.
Mm-hmm.
So you just made that shit up basically. Okay. Well said. And then the third variable is rating headlines and graphics, which I thought was really interesting, actually.
Go on.
So they score the graphics score. Graphics can be good or bad quality in many ways, but the primary aspects we are measuring are relevance and fairness. Relevance goes from one, very relevant, to so irrelevant it is false, five, right? And fairness is the other part of this variable that's being measured. It goes from one, very fair, to five, very unfair.
Okay. Interesting.
So these are the headlines and graphics that you're watching when the sound isn't on, even, you know, like these are very, very influential in terms of how people actually, you know, pick and choose the information. Like if you're sitting in the airport and, you know, you've got CNN and Fox News, I mean, everyone, I don't know if everyone can say that they've experienced this, but I definitely have, where you're watching the exact, almost the exact same topic being covered by two different outlets in completely different ways based on their headlines and their
Yeah, their title can be completely skewed. Yeah, I've seen that a lot. There's some good memes with that.
Yeah, there are. Okay, there are just a few more. Now, the other one is language. So the two types of politically biased language that they're looking for is opponent characterization, which I think is really interesting, and political terminology.
Okay.
And then the second to last variable that we're looking at is the political position.
Okay.
So generally, three types of articles to consideration to consider in relation to the political position factor is the article discusses one or more political positions.
Mm-hmm.
The article discusses one or more politicians.
Mm-hmm.
And the article does not discuss a political position or a politician.
Okay, so that would be neutral. And what's the last one?
Neutral. And finally, the last variable is comparison.
Okay, and how does that work?
So it's the final factor. It's pretty straightforward, but you know, you can gather from the name that it requires that you're not only familiar with the article, but also with the other articles on this topic. So if it this is the first article you are rating in this set, you obviously will not have to have any similar articles to compare that one to this particular topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to go ahead and make your initial rating based on how biased this article seems in relation to all news articles you've read in the past few months on any topic. Then you want to go and read other articles on that exact topic. So it's really just comparing this article relative to all of the news, and then that article relative to other articles on that specific topic.
Right. So in general, I think we can safely say that they do a lot of due diligence to put this chart together.
That's basically what I wanted to go through the variables for.
Yeah, I'm very glad that you did go over all the variables. It's kind of our little due diligence that we're providing for the audience.
Exactly.
Even though it is a lot, but I do think it's important because one could argue, well, what about the reviewers? Aren't they biased themselves and therefore placing these different medias on their own perspective? And I think that they do a pretty good balance of ensuring that it's as unbiased as possible. And now I'm looking at the chart itself. I did want to bring up a few perhaps surprising or give the reader a better understanding of where a few things stand. So the Associated Press, the AP, that's pretty much as close to center as you can get. And it's as high as possible because it is closest to fact. It's kind of the source for a lot of these other media outlets as well. They are slightly left, though, which is good to know. CNN, I think we can all agree. We all know that that's slightly left. You could have probably guessed that. And it is a little bit lower in the reliability. It's not in the original fact reporting. It's more found in the mostly analysis or mix of fact reporting and analysis. The main sources that you find quite in the center towards the top are CBS, CNBC, BBC is a little bit to the left, ABC is left of that, and NBC is left of that, and then PBS is higher than NBC, so they're more accurate about what they're publishing, but they are left with what they publish. Now, just for another one that many of us are quite familiar with is Fox News, and that can be found quite far down on the bottom right. So it is pretty, it's not considered most extreme right, but it is considered hyper-partisan right. And it's also in the area where it's selective, incomplete, unfair persuasion. And so there's a lot of them on here that, in all honesty, I haven't even heard of a lot of these publications.
That's true.
They have like some state level newspapers and then even some city level newspapers on here as well.
Well, I just think that it's really interesting if I'm just looking here on the right too, because obviously Wall Street Journal is like, is one of them too. Wall Street Journal is, you know, more towards the top where it's definitely fact reporting,
right,
but it skews a little bit to the right, which is obvious. I think that's okay. See, these are, this is like a really great way to like understand and know the various different outlets that you're going to probably pull information from, like how, you know, I just think it's really, really helpful. But if you look down towards the right, and you, like you said, Fox News is down there. There's Fox News Web. Fox News Web is in the area of analysis or high variation reliability and hyperpartisan right. That's right next to the New York Post. And I'm like, what? I had no idea that the New York Post, I mean, I guess I can,
now I
understand a little bit. But then you go to Fox News TV and that's even further down from that area, which is really interesting too.
Yeah. So I think there's like a few key takeaways from this. One is, let's explain how we use it. So how do I use it? Well, this is kind of what established what my main news sources are. I've always been quite, not addicted, but I have been very highly involved in what's going on in the news, especially in the year of 2020. I mean, that thing got turned up big time because a lot of the news that was coming out, it had a major influence on not just like what's going on a month from now, but what's going on tomorrow and nationwide, globally. So it, this chart really helped me understand which would be the best sources for me to gather my news from. Yeah. And though I probably could have guessed some of these positions, it was nice to know that it went through a rigorous scientific process to establish this chart in an easy to read format. So I'll just straight up be honest. So I try to get my news primarily from CBS. I get it in the morning, CBS Morning Show. It's a good show. Highly recommended. Sometimes I watch ABC as well. NBC would be in the third place. And then with those, I will also, like, if I'm reading articles, I will pay attention to what articles. Oddly enough, I know people clown on me for this, but I do like USA Today. It is kind of a simple, overarching, I'm grasping the news, and that's kind of what I need for the day. Now, it is important for me to realize which other news sources come from, because now you go on like any form of social media, you're getting just as much recommended articles for you from other people that shared them or from just Facebook sharing them themselves. And you want to check what that source is. And there's a little icon that you can always click on to see if that source is an actual reliable source. This is a new implementation that they placed after the 2016 election, where that was a big loophole for a lot of individuals to manipulate people's biases by providing them with what they want to hear. And so it is good to see where that source is, and then you can always quickly check on the media bias chart, like, oh, that one's over here, or oh, it's not even on the chart, then perhaps it's probably not the best source. Maybe I should look elsewhere.
Yeah. You know? Well, I think that obviously John does use this, because if you're looking at the chart, like CBS is pretty much smack dab in the middle, literally middle in fact reporting also.
Yeah, they do a good job. And it does change.
So does USA Today. That was surprising. I think you'll, when you look at this, you'll find some surprising things. One of my favorite newsletters that I use on a daily basis, like for a lot of different things, it's not just like news, but like, you know, tech and stuff like that, is Axios. And I was really interested in how that really went on the chart too.
We kind of both knew that it was going to be left. What degree left was it going to be? That I definitely needed to check.
Yeah,
it was also the up and down. The up and down is kind of harder to figure out sometimes, you know?
The up and down is hard. Well, I think that it's important that whatever it is that you're reading, whether it skews right or left, that it is fact reporting. And I think that is probably the heart of the issue. That's the up and
down, reliability.
Yeah, the reliability. To me, I think that the thing that bothers me the most, why I don't watch TV, I don't watch news TV at all if I can avoid it.
Unlike me.
Yeah. It is because most of the time I'm just watching pundits give me their freaking opinion about X, Y, or Z. I just want to know the facts. I really don't care about what you're, I don't even know who you are. You like white old man. I don't care. You know, like I just want to know exactly what is going on and why.
Yeah, I understand you.
I think that, but I think that what's really interesting on here is that, like, there's a lot more that are fact reporting than not. And I think that is another part of what's going on social media, is like they say, oh, this outlet's fake news, this outlet's fake news. What is really fake news? Like, let's really drill down into who's fabricating information?
Yeah.
Who, if you're following some like an outlet that is fabricating information and like actually disseminating misinformation, mm-hmm. that's a scary place to be. It's okay to skew right. It's 100% okay to skew either way. I don't care. But yeah. I think that the main thing is you just want to make sure that it's actually factually yeah. based.
Or if you do listen to a news source, like, but you believe that it's being honest all the time, and that's your single source. And there's a lot of people that I'm very confident listen to a news source that's would be considered on the media bias chart as unreliable and skewing significantly left or significantly right. I think the key is a little bit of dose of reality.
Yeah.
Like, go on here, see where it's at, and then maybe consider, and this is where I really think this is a really impactful discussion we're having, maybe consider going on back onto the chart and looking at some that would be considered more reliable and less biased, and ensure that you're also getting a little bit of a dose of that for the news. I'm not saying give up on the news source that you've been enjoying for the last 20 or however many years.
Of course not, no.
What I'm suggesting is that you're getting a better average that gets you a little bit closer to top center. So it's not a radical change, but perhaps if there's one article that you're like really interested in and you've been learning about it and you're like, whoa, this is major news. If you're finding that your source is slightly right or slightly left and unreliable, find that exact same article from a different source that would be considered by the media bias chart as being more reliable. And then you can see what the differences are. Or if there are no differences, then that's great news too, you know? Because there are sometimes when those publications that are skewed right or skewed left, they do find that they do sometimes, you know, have an outlier that would be a reliable article. So it does take more time to go to multiple sources, but I really think there's a lot of benefit to it. Like, I give my dad a lot of props. He's always doing BBC, NBC Nightly News, and PBS NewsHour.
Yeah.
Boom. We know where he's at.
It's a very good diverse set of, you know, it's a good triangulation of information to acquire every day. And I think that, if anything, is the big takeaway from here is like, mm-hmm. I love Axios. Like, there are some other ones on here that I love BBC. I'm actually pretty surprised that BBC is a little bit left of center. But, you know, I do love the Wall Street Journal. So that makes me think, okay, well, maybe I should really ensure that. Yeah. But if one's a little bit to the left, I want one that's just a little bit to the right.
Yeah.
And you can really identify which ones are the best. And like your dad, I think the best way to do it is to triangulate.
Yeah,
if you can get three, that's the best.
Yeah, but it does take extra time. And I understand not everyone has all the time in the world, but it is worth it to spend the time to ensure that you're getting a solid bigger picture. So if you don't have the time to check the news source, you know, three times, then just pick the one that's the closest to top center if you can. But if you're automatically, your main source is something that's far from top center, then I highly recommend just take a little bit extra time for planet Earth, for you, for the world. Take a little bit extra time finding another source that's going to help balance it out, because it really, it's all about opening your mind and understanding. I mean, in reality, this media bias chart is kind of a little bit of healthy dosage of this is the reality of the world, and this is how you're seeing the world through these eyes or through these lenses, you know?
Yeah.
And so it sometimes can come as a little bit of a shock, and you might not want to believe it, you know? I also understand that too. Like, no, it's not supposed to be there. But the truth is, this, you can go into the methodology of this, really dig deep, and I do think, to me, the way that this was done scientifically, it is a really great resource for people who are looking to stay informed and make forward steps based on that information they gather.
100%. Well said, my love. And I think that really we all understand how we've all probably experienced at some point like news fatigue, right? Because mm-hmm. we're all wanting to know, when can we get outside and how are things going, right?
For sure.
So to me, what this did, and I would just recommend this to anyone if you're interested, if you're like, you know what, I really don't have the time, but being an informed citizen is an important thing
it's
to
so
me,
important.
Right? And if it is important to you, I would say what this chart might be able to do for you is take a look at it, maybe like put into, like I said, at least three, triangulate. Okay. Mm. Try to figure out, okay, look, I want it one on as close to the middle as possible. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. But at least if it is a little bit skewed one way or the other, make sure you got something balanced. And then what you can do is you can actually set up your own like little system of like, okay, well, this one has a newsletter that will just come into my inbox right away and make it really easier. That's I'm going to subscribe on YouTube and I'm going to turn the bell on so that I know when things are coming in. So make yourself like, make it easy for yourself to access this information really easily and, you know, quickly. I mean, in a summarized way, right? So like Wall Street Journal definitely has one. I mean, all of them have some way for you to actually keep up to date with the information that they're reporting.
Right.
So it could be used in that way to basically give yourself, set yourself up with a little news feed that is 100% as unbiased as you could possibly make it.
Keep it customized. I like what you're saying. You're kind of allowing them to customize it to their own likings, but also we're trying to push others to like, you know, try to go forward with trying to find a better balance or just aim for center top. I mean, really just keep aiming for the center top. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all, but I do think like this is the kind of stuff that really helps people make progress as far as like a society goes, is it all starts with what is going on. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't question different articles that come from one source and just because it's at the top center, you believe everything that comes out of it.
No.
But what we are saying is it's important to have an understanding of where your perspective is coming from.
Yeah.
And it just takes time. It takes practice, but being informed is, in our humble opinion, a great way to help you achieve success is knowledge, the power of knowledge, human capital. And 100%. We've invested a lot into human capital. And as we're kind of in this new realm where we're able to pursue new endeavors and opportunities, the sources that we're getting information from is so important. I mean, absolutely, a lot of the research we've been doing is very, very hyped on YouTube. And like you type in anything that has to do with, you know, like, hey, where should I invest my money? You're going to get these ridiculous people on TikTok or on YouTube telling you, hey, listen to me. I'm the big boss, man. I've done this. Dude, do your research before you go and listen to this guy. Like, who is this guy? Why? Everyone's trying to pretend they're an expert, but really you should go to the sources. You should really go to the top tier of individuals that can really help guide you that are least biased. And so the same goes for this. This is just a really nice clean cut way where they're doing it by mega platforms. We don't currently have a media chart bias for individual YouTubers, but maybe that will happen in the future, you know?
Yeah, honestly, just think about how easy it would be for me to just start a YouTube channel and say like, hey, I've got a net worth of $5 million and you should invest this much. This is exactly how I did it.
Well, literally, you can just like make an article titled How I Made My First $5
Million.
Exactly. And then you just put a picture of your pretty face up there with like a big like Home Alone look where you're like, and like then $1 million behind you. And everyone's like looking at it like, oh my gosh, that could be me. That's the kind of thing that get people excited to click on.
It's crazy.
But you got to think about where you're getting your sources from.
100%. And I think that it's not wise for us all to depend on the platforms to do this for us. I think that it's really imperative.
You can't.
It's really imperative that we all learn how to understand where the source is coming from.
Right.
Is it an opinion or is it a fact?
Right.
And I think that this really does help a lot. I mean, to me, understanding like the difference between a pundit and that person's opinion versus someone reporting the fact that sometimes sounds the same to some people. Right. So just to be able to really, you know, go through, I really highly recommend go through the methodology, understand how they really rate and understand and report certain facts. Right.
Yeah.
And honestly, if for some reason someone shares an article with you via social media and it comes from a site that is on this chart, I'm not going to name any of them, that is actually fabricating information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can actually then inform that person like, hey, by the way, you should probably take a look and
that's next level. You don't have to do that.
You don't have to, but it at least empowers you to be able to do so. If you do have important. Someone who is consistently trying to disseminate misinformation, it's upon us all. We don't have to be police on this, but it's just important to inform others.
So that is a good point. You can do that. But even more importantly, what you will naturally be doing just by looking at the chart after you see the post, you'll be informing yourself. You'll be protecting yourself from the fake news.
Yes.
I hate that term, but from any sense of bias or unreliable source. And that's all we're trying to say, because we really think this is a key aspect to making a positive impact in the world. It all really starts with, where are you getting your information from? Exactly. Making sure that it's as accurate and reliable as possible.
Yeah. Get the facts that will inform decisions for you in the future. I think that's the biggest thing.
There
right?
you go. Gotta be. So, gotta boom.
We're striving for a more unbiased future so we can all get along and love one another and have the, you know, a good set of facts for us all to make really great decisions off of. So thanks so much for tuning in today, you guys. Really appreciate it. We'd love to get your feedback. Please, if you get a moment, rate and review us on Apple
or Spotify.
Yeah. Or Spotify. Yeah. Yep. And we are so looking forward to speaking with you all tomorrow, and we will talk to you then. Bye.
This journey through sound.